I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
La toile sur écoute.
Unfortunately, this episode is not sponsored because I couldn't find any brand that would give me money. Bonjour tout le monde, hi everybody, it's me, Penelope, aka Penelope, aka Penny from Paris, where I tell you all my stories of how I fake it till I make it. In this new episode of Penny from Paris, I will story tell you my worst date. Without spoiling too much, I can tell you that if you are stingy, there is no way we can have an affair together. Well, you know, I'm really just your simple everyday girl next door, 36, Parisian, and I go on dates. Actually, I am definitely a pro. I am an expert on dates. I really could give dating classes. Traps to avoid, details not to miss, call me the master dater. Fortunately, an expert can still sometimes be surprised by their subject, and it is often with such tricky topics that they can improve themselves. One of those topics are cheapskates. Believe me, I have stumbled upon some cheapskates. Honestly, most people don't actually know any. We all think we know the biggest skinflint on earth. But I am happy to tell you that I have met the realest of the real cheapskates. And on this episode, I'm going to tell you all about it, so you don't have to go through it yourself. Yeah, when my neighbors go away for the weekend, I ask them for their metro passes. It's not so much about money as it is about opportunism. They pay for a pass. It's a waste not to use it. I don't like waste. But of course, I give it back to them. It's like, you know, every birthday they throw, I always make sure to bring them the leftovers from all my bottles of liquor. I don't think it's right to come up with just one bottle. Besides, for those who come with a bottle of champagne, certainly there are bubbles. Yeah, okay. But if some don't like it, what's the option? It's a public service, really. And I always make sure that I go with them when they use Uber so that they don't feel alone in the middle of the night with a driver they haven't even chosen. It is the neighborly thing to do. Also, I like them a lot, but unfortunately, they love to mix their groups of friends, and sometimes I find myself having dinner with people I really don't want to see at all. But ha, I've come up with a pretty smart way to deal with this. I always ask them who's going to be at the dinner before I respond to the invitation. I'd say that one time out of two, I'm not interested in the guest list at all, so I pretend to be crammed with work or that I have a big headache or something. It's like people who have a small apartment with just a coffee table, you know? And they dare to invite you over their place. Come on, that's just a horrible, hateful thing to do. Personally, I never invite anyone to my house because I don't want to make people uncomfortable. And also, people are obsessed with gifts. You know, I keep getting invited to chip into birthday gift funds. But I always refuse. Who would the person really prefer to receive a gift instead of my presents? I mean, has anyone even asked him? Okay, listen, I have a dinner party. I really have to go. Oh, Penelope, really? You were not planning on having dinner with me? I know this all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet in the 13th district. We can get a big discount because it's never full, which actually I can understand because you go once but you never go twice. Because it's a very good value for money. It's close to my house, so no Uber to pay to come over for a nightcap. I think my parents must be having dinner at this hour. They are boring. It's always late. What do your parents have to do with anything? Well, I have a room at the house for when I bring a girl home. And why don't you take the girl home with you? Because I have only one pair of sheets and my mother does my laundry. I might as well use the sheets at home as I would use my mother's work. I promise, it is not a made-up story. In French, we have this expression, on ne trouve pas chaussure à son pied sous le cul d'un cheval. You can't find the right shoe under a horse's ass. Basically, in this context, it means that a good, decent person to date doesn't grow on trees. Given what I've seen in the dating world in the meantime, I prefer 1,000 times to be in my shoes and wait for the right ass to arrive on his big horse. And if you want to know how to prepare before a date, listen to next episode.
La toile sur écoute.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.